Yo, all right, it's 1:51, and again, I didn't just wake up, but I woke up not that long. Well, I woke up at 12:30, which is pretty late, admittedly, but my ears were all clogged up, so I couldn't hear anything. I was like sleeping with earplugs. Hey, so I had to go to the drugstore to get something to help with my situation. I got coffee and I'm walking around, and then I had to fix my ears. Whatever. Let's not get into it. But I'm just saying that's why I'm recording now. This is the first opportunity that I had. Then I had to go to the bank. If you have to know everything. So here we are. 150. It's July 31st. Man, summer just fucking, it just goes by, man. That's like, got August and then done. It's a bummer. Fall's fine. Oh, I don't know why I give a shit about the summer. I ain't in school. I ain't going, maybe I'll go to the beach, but if I go to the beach once in a summer, that's the most. Probably the most. And so what? It's just I don't like winter. But that ain't coming for a minute. You watch Game of Thrones? You better watch it, because people are going to spoil that shit. Game of Thrones is all right. I mean, I'm sucked in. I have to watch it. This season's good. Last season was horseshit. I'm sorry if any of you write for Game of Thrones. This is what I don't get about Game of Thrones. Have I brought this up before? I don't know, but I'll bring it up again. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. There's these guys who are like, hey, we're the creators of Game of Thrones, but they're not the guy that wrote the book. How the fuck are you the creator? Hey, look at this book that everybody loves. We're going to make it a TV show. I'm a creator. Fuck you. You didn't create it. You're an adapter. Maybe. I'd say an adapter. Now I'm these powerful showbiz people that I'm probably pissing off. If one of those guys are listening. I'm just saying. I've seen interviews with them, like promoting Game of Thrones or whatever, or doing behind the scenes of this episode, and they really lean into that creator, like, hey, I'm the creator. How about George R. R. Martin's the creator, dude? How about he made this world? Fucking chill. All right, sorry to take such a... Don't mean to bring politics into this show. I always do. That's not political. What the fuck? I'm an idiot. All right, let's just do the news. What's going on? I saw Sam Shepard died. Bummer. 73 years young. That's too bad. All right. Our hearts go out to the Shepard family and all Shepherds. Sybil Shepherd. Is that his daughter? Dax Shepherd? Any relation? Martin Scorsese, jury to consider fate of most hated man in America. I don't think he's the most hated man in America anymore. He was. Now he's like, he's not even in the top 10. Now it's all, you know, White House people. But he was, you know, from a simpler time, he was. Hope he get, you know, hope he, see what happens. I used to really care. Now I don't. Maybe that, I wanted him to go to jail. I know the prison system is bad, and I'm against the prison industrial complex, but he probably will go to one of these fancy jails. Child sex doll imports expose previously unknown offenders. What the fuck? All right. There's a... This is in England. Conviction of man in Kent means dolls were classed obscene, officials say. Buyers and pedophile offenses. Hello. Hello. Jacqueline just walked in. So, I'm recording. I'll be with you in a minute. There's apparently child sex dolls are illegal in England, I think. Is this England? The Guardian. Kent, that sounds like English place. Childlike sex dolls. I mean, who are you hurting? Not to defend the pedophiles, or as they say over there in jolly old England, pedophiles. But they're fucking a doll. I don't think they used an actual kid to mold the doll. I think it's like an artist's rendering. I mean, even if you use a kid to mold the doll, I don't think, I mean, unless you molest the kid. But if you just like, hey, here, you're going to get in the, we're gonna, I guess for the gen, yeah, you can't. But I'm going to go and say, I don't think they, why do that? You could just take regular genitals and make them smaller. All right, well, there you go. If you're a pedophile, in England, don't buy one of those. They're gonna bust you. Sounds like, hey, what? Look at me. I'm doing the right thing. You gotta just have to get a regular old sex doll and pretend it's tall for its age. You know, because I don't think they put pubic hair on those things anyway. I mean, it's as bare as a child. Say, oh, this is a 12-year-old, but. That's very tall parents. Then you don't. I don't think that's illegal. To get a regular sex doll and think in your brain that it's a child. That's not illegal yet. I don't know why I keep siding with the pedophiles, but you know they're I find them curious and hilarious. Escaped prisoner abducts, kills warden's teenage daughter. Oh. Police say. Yeah, well, I guess I believe them. Well, fuck. That's just a sad story. I'm not going to talk about that. I'm not going to try to joke about that. Judge strikes down Alabama abortion law requiring minors to have consent from court. What the fuck is going on in Alabama that they really want these babies? They really love a fetus in Alabama. They can't get enough of them. You know. A minor consent from. I think you gotta, if you're a minor, you should have to get consent from the court to have the fucking kid. That should be the test. Not to get rid of it. That's like, oh, good. Look at you. You're being responsible. You know, next time, plan B it. You know, we'd say put on a condom, but let's not go crazy. It's Alabama. And Plan B, I guess, isn't 100% effective. Yikes. You know, I thought it was, but then I heard it's not. Let's see. One more, and then we're fucking done. Let me see if I could find a happy story. That's happy. No more court. For, you know, there's probably some 17-year-old pregnant young lady. That was like, I gotta go to court to get this, and now she's down, like, nope. She's, doesn't have to go, you know, put her hand on the Bible. I don't know, what do they do? They have you sworn in as a witness and be like, yeah, I'm pregnant and I don't want a baby. You say, you swear under oath you don't want a baby. Yeah. Okay. Gavel. I don't like that whole judge. I don't like the whole court thing. Where the judge is up high, wearing a robe, banging a fucking hammer. How childish is that shit? Get over it. Let's all sit at a conference table. We're all equals. Your Honor. You better call him Your Honor. Oh, you gotta call him. Fuck you. I didn't tell you to go to law school, dick. How about I call you your fucking name, you piece of shit? You gonna call me by my made up? I'm Lord of the Manor. Call me by my title, you piece of shit. Fuck you. All right, I think that's it. I'm getting upset. I got shit to do. Yeah, I do. Who are you to say I don't? I'm joking. I'm just joking by all. Okay. See you tomorrow. August 1st. Hey, August 5th, this fucking weekend, if you're in the D.C. area and you're not at the D.C. Improv in the lounge watching me and Jacqueline Novak, you better stop listening to this show. Fuck you.
Tell a friend if you're in D.C. too, if they don't live
in D.C. Yeah, if you don't live in D.C. and you have a friend in D.C., that friend better be there.
And they can say that they're the friend.
And have them let me know. Because I know who lives where. You think I don't? You think Apple isn't tracking? Android's not, Google, whatever phone you got, it's being tracked, and I know where you fucking live. I don't really. I thought if I was forceful, it would cause you to go to the show. But just please come to the show. It'll be fun. We'll have a good time. I'll hang out with you after. We'll all go to a diner. And celebrate life. All right, see you tomorrow. We love you.